And now, the plays of the game.
Second possession of the game for the Titans. They get on the move. Titans are able to convert a 4th-and-4 at the Indy 41. Ryan Tannehill, a 15-yard pass complete to Julio Jones. The drive continues. The Titans get to the 6-yard line, and then another hookup. Tannehill changing something at the line. Colts show blitz. Here they come. Tannehill looking, throwing, completing, scoring. Touchdown, Titans! Chester Rogers, the former Colt, puts one on his former team. 7-0 Titans after one. Titans are on the move in the second quarter when Ryan Tannehill throws an interception. Darius Leonard takes it back to the 47-yard line of the Colts. 8 plays later, a Colts touchdown. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Hines stays in the game on the right hip of Wentz, who is staying in the shotgun. Going to give it to him around left end. Got a lot of room to the 5, and I think he's in there. Touchdown, Indianapolis Colts. 7-7 at that point. Titans, powered by Derrick Henry runs, come back with an answer on an 8-play, 75-yard drive. Again, Henry provides the power, but it's Tannehill's arm that gets the Titans into the end zone. Tannehill throws to Nick Westbrook-Ikhina for an 18-yard score. It's 14-7. Titans have a tip ball later in the quarter as they're driving for what looks like another second period score. Kenny Moore with the interception, and the Colts are able to end the first half getting a Blankenship field goal, 43 yards. It's 14-10, Indianapolis trailing Tennessee at the half. First drive of the second half, the Colts, 17 plays, 66 yards, 2 fourth down conversions, 8:34 off the clock, but they can't get it into the end zone. Blankenship hits a 28-yard field goal. It's 14-13 after 3. Titans then finally get something going. A Derrick Henry run, another Derrick Henry run, and then a big play when Westbrook-Ikhina draws pass interference on Xavier Rhodes, takes it down to the 10. The Titans, however, aren't able to get anything. The next 2 plays, it's 3rd and goal. Tannehill looking, firing, complete to McNichols at the 5. Did he get in? Yes, he did! Jeremy McNichols, touchdown, Titans!
Yes, like I said, I throw it right to the running back.
You are a genius, my good sir. 20-13 at that point, and never hesitating, Mike Vrabel says, let's go for 2. Tannehill gives Henry, he's in there! 2 for double 2! And the Titans have a 2-score lead! 22-13, 12:56 to go. It forced the Colts to throw the football because they're down 2 scores in the fourth quarter. They do throw it well. A 7-play, 70-yard drive set up a Blankenship 24-yard field goal. But again, the Colts bugaboo, and that is the opportunity to score touchdowns in the red zone. Instead, they have to kick a 24-yard field goal with Blankenship. It's 22-16, just over 10 minutes to go. The Titans salted away with a 14-play, 67-yard drive, taking 7:18 off the clock. Bullock hits a 32-yard field goal for the final tally, but here's the play that really made that drive. Play fake. Tannehill rolling right. He can run it. Tannehill turns it down the field, 25. He's to the 20. He dives forward inside the 20-yard line. He's reached the pinnacle scoring zone, and he's got a first down for the Titans. What an effort to stay in bounds, Ryan Tannehill.
Boy, is that a competitor.
17-yard rush, 28-yard rush, that 13-yard rush. So if you take out the 2 kneel downs, Ryan Tannehill, 3 carries, 58 yards to go along with Derrick Henry's 28 rushes for 113. And that's how it wraps up. The Titans win this game 25-16. The Colts are in action next week as they play at Miami at noon Central Time. The Titans are in action, also playing an AFC East team. Only it will be at the New York Jets. Titans countdown on the air at 11 a.m. Central. Titans and the Jets begin shortly after noon Central here on Titans Radio.